Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All week. We got Joe, by the way, at 9. Joe Thomas. I called him Joe like everybody knows. Oh, yeah, Joe, of course. Joe's coming on. Joe at 9, Daryl Ryder, 8:20. All week I've been telling people, and they've been saying, Ken's doing it again. He's telling us not to root for him again. By the way, I'm getting nasty emails from people who are, there are people who are transplants from Cincinnati on, now I don't want to upset you, Tone, because I certainly didn't take this idea away from you, over at the TV station, because I'm from Cincinnati and I root for the Browns when they're not playing the Bengals, and I say, tough bleep. I root against the Bengals anytime I get a chance to. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, it's hard for me because I don't have the hatred for Cincinnati because
I used to not.
I don't have a ton of friends. I had two guys I lived with at Ohio State that were Cincinnati fans, and it would be trash talk between the two. But both of our football teams were not very good at that time. I don't have the hatred for them, and I don't hate Burrow. So it is hard. I think I am rooting for the Chiefs though this weekend.
I used to feel the same way you did. I have a lot of hate for the Steelers and for the Ravens, and then the Bengals were just kind of whatever. But I knew that the Bengals fans hated us dearly, but both teams weren't very good, so I said to hell with it. If it bothers them that much, it's just I'm glad to bother one fan base because we got a lot of deeper things to be bothered by. And then Joe Burrow shows up and it changes everything. And then I got these people going, well, Cincinnati's in Ohio. Oh, okay. Now we're going to start doing this?
Well, I thought about that. Since Daryl talked about that, some people did get mad. I have never really cared about this Ohio thing. I don't know. Like, I know in baseball, they play for some trophy. What do they play for? The Ohio Cup. Yeah, and then they don't play on the weekends, which is when it would be fun to play them. Like it would be fun to make a road trip on the weekend. It would be fun to have their fans try to invade.
It's 4 hours away.
Yeah, but it would be better on the weekends. It's terrible when it's during the week.
But if I'm going to go to a National League stadium, I'll go over to Pittsburgh. I'll go to Pittsburgh. Frankly, hell, if I'm going to go to a road game, I'll go to there or Detroit. I'm not going to go to Cincinnati.
If I'm going to drive 4 hours to go to a National League stadium, I'll drive 5 hours and go to Wrigley Field.
Exactly. That's what we did. I'd rather just do that. I got a lot of hate this week from people who I didn't realize we had people from Cincinnati who lived here. And I said, well, tough bleep, don't care. And I've been trying to tell people, you guys don't want to do this again. You don't want to do Ohio Bengals. Because they're going to rub your nose in it. And I didn't know about this audio. This is Mike Hilton on the sidelines. I guess he was mic'd up. Mike Hilton, the former Pittsburgh Steeler, current Cincinnati Bengal, defensive back. He was mic'd up as the Bengals were putting the finishing touches on the Bills. And this is from Paramount Plus, and this is what Mike Hilton had to say.
Come on, man. Come on, man. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yeah, baby.
Let that sink in your mind. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
You don't think Burrowhead's kind of funny?
No, I don't.
Oh, I do. I think that's pretty good.
I think you know my opinion.
Well, yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with
Owen. It's disrespectful, but that's the point of it. It's supposed to be disrespectful.
Please,
and
please,
so far, they've earned it. Now, if they do it again this week, it'll forever be called Burrowhead. Like, they do realize that, right? Like, Kansas City has to win this game.
You got to know.
Or it is Burrowhead
you gotta win.
From this point forward.
You got to win. You got to win.
Owen, your thoughts?
Kansas City's got to win. Please, week. For the love of
You're
God.
You're not worried at all? You said you would have rather seen Josh Allen than Joe Burrow.
Please.
Not worried about this weekend.
Please.
I don't care that I have several times on this show said I think that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are the best passing duo in the NFL right now.
Well, you can
don't
be honest. About it. You can hate him and still be honest.
Don't care about it.
Lyman, not worried about this all weekend. About hate and being honest.
Because you guys in the last segment quelled all my fears when you told me that if Burrow wins this weekend, he will not overtake Patrick Mahomes as the top quarterback in the NFL. I have the top player in the sport on my team. He throws to maybe the greatest tight end of all time by when it's said and done.
Another year lost. Another year lost on...
Is he better than Gronk?
He will be. It's close now.
Yeah.
He
another year lost, though. Styles. You don't want just one Super Bowl with Travis Kelce. You want two, and you got to beat Cincinnati to do it. Please, for the love of God... Beat Cincinnati.
Are our fans, are they thinking the same way Ken is on this?
My God.
Are they watching
this
game? Or is the Burrow-Ohio State stuff still there enough where Joe Burrow has just seen, like, such a great guy. He doesn't do all the stuff you hate that the enemies do, that your rivals do. He doesn't seem to do any of that stuff.
Ken, are you willing for the Chiefs to become a dynasty?
Hold on for a second. Hold on for just a second on that question. Let me go back to what Lima said. Mm-hmm. Did you see Eli Apple?
Oh, yeah.
You're smoking cigars after divisional round wins? Eli Apple? His mom talks more. His mom has more reason to talk than what Eli Apple does.
But again, Ohio State guy. Are fans in this area that are Buckeye fans going to root against Joe Burrow and Eli
Burrow,
Apple?
Joe Burrow has been carrying overrated Bengals players for the last two seasons.
Sam Hubbard?
I'm done.
Sam Hubbard?
Sam Hubbard is not overrated. Other than Sam Hubbard, Joe Burrow has been carrying overrated Bengals players for the last two seasons. So Joe Burrow is a great guy. Joe Burrow doesn't have to say anything. Joe Burrow is a great guy. Joe Burrow doesn't have to say anything. You know why? Because all the other guys talk trash for him. So he doesn't have to say a word, but everybody else does. They all talk that trash. They all say that stuff. And now I'm just sick of it. And I want Kansas City to win that game so bad. I'm the biggest Travis Kelce fan on Sunday. I'm the biggest Mahomes fan on Sunday. I mean, you're going to think I'm Jackson Mahomes coming up on Sunday, buddy boy.
Can't wait to see the TikToks.
I am that excited. I'm not going to dance on Sean Taylor's number.
You better do
I'm
it.
Not going to go that crazy. But I want Kansas City to win this game.
Matt Bash on Twitter says, now play Willie Gay's comments from yesterday, where he was doing his share of trash talking against the Bengals. It goes both ways. These teams are doing what we thought the Browns would be doing with the Chiefs. Remember what we thought? Is this a new rivalry? Is it Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield? Is this going to be the start of something? When we went in to Arrowhead in the playoff game, when we played them again the next year at the start of the season before Baker got injured and went south.
What was so bad about that? He called the stadium Burrowhead, Mike Hilton did. What was so bad about what Willie Gay said?
Oh, truthfully, I don't think any of it's bad. It's fun. I want more of this. I love this stuff, especially when my team is not playing. I love to see two teams go at it like this.
I'm sorry.
When it's my team, I get nervous. I do get nervous. Like, will my team be able to back it up? Like, when we have a player that goes into Yankee Stadium and is rocking the baby, and then I get nervous. When it's other teams.
So would you be nervous if you're a Bengals fan?
I think I'd be more nervous right now if I'm a Chiefs fan. You can't lose. All the pressure is on the Chiefs. If you lose this week, it is Burrowhead Stadium. I'd be very nervous if I were a Chiefs fan.
That makes no sense. You just said.
And every Chiefs fan, let's be honest, you wanted to see the Bills. You wanted to see Josh Allen before you wanted to see Joe Burrow.
But the to your point, Lyman, the Guardians were saying the same thing about the Rock the Baby. They had nothing to lose against the Yankees. Like nothing. Just go in there and trash talk.
I think the Bengals have plenty to lose.
It's the AFC Championship game. Yeah, both teams have something to lose.
Kansas City's already paid their quarterback. Cincinnati, there will be decisions to be made in Cincinnati.
But think about Kansas City. You've had this dynastic run, and you've won one Super Bowl. And if you lose this year, you already lost Tyreek Hill last year. What more talent are they going to lose next year? Like this, and this is Mahomes. He's injured again.
Oh, and your team's
got
to win this game. He
was 100% full participant at
practice. Okay, that's what they said.
Your team's got to win.
I've seen the videos. Dr. Cho told me.
I'm not going to be screaming Super Bowl, Super Browns, or anything like that. You got to win this game.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense.
You got to win this game. You damn right you win. You're damn right you make sense. He's over there saying, well, I don't understand that. Like, if it were on the other foot, had everything, especially, like, people got very personal with Baker. Had they have been saying something like, I don't know, there's no real, like, Burrow energy or whatever like that in the stadium, I think there'd be a lot of people very angry with the Cincinnati Bengals wanting to go after that. But I think there's plenty of pressure on the Cincinnati Bengals from an outsider's perspective.
There is, but I think there's you're at home. You're at home. You can't lose to Joe Burrow again. This would be four in a row.
Travis Kelce from from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland Heights. That's why Cleveland, it's called
I'm getting
Heights
tweets.
Well, I know, but wasn't he born in Cleveland?
I'm getting tweets. I'm old enough to remember when Ken hated Mahomes. What happened to that? Remember that from a few years ago?
I thought they were going to stand in our way.
Well,
and then my quarterback started to run around with one arm.
And then you stood in your own way, Ken.
And then he decided to get upset with Mary Kay Cabot for publishing stories. And I can't really say the rest because I must throw the safety on very quickly. Ridiculous what he did. Jameson in Dayton, hello.
Hey, Ken.
What?
I want to hug you. I want you to keep this narrative up that no one should root for anyone other than the Browns. Cincinnati doesn't love us. I live in Dayton, and these guys, we used to have a saying down here, us Browns fans, thank God for Cincinnati, because they were always bad. And there's nothing good can come from the Bengals being good, the Ravens being good. They're just going to stand in our way.
Yeah, but do the Chiefs fans love us? They don't love us either. I mean, no fans love other teams in the NFL.
But the Chiefs aren't in Ohio.
Boom.
Yeah, I mean, I was just we did these shows 2 years ago where Ken was all worried about the Chiefs and hating Mahomes and maybe they're not likable. He was talking about Mahomes' brother and his TikTok videos.
Here we are.
Now he's just picked a new
that's
team.
That's a lie. That is a you just
so
lied.
We're just going to do this.
Picking a new team or against.
We're just going to do this next year.
You just lied.
Next year it could be the Bills and Josh Allen.
I said I did not want to rip family.
And Ken's going to be talking about are they still throwing guys through tables? And next year, then it'll be the Titans out of nowhere.
You are right.
I got one more thing.
Please. Yes.
In the great words of Sam Weiss, you don't live in Cincinnati, you live in Cleveland.
I do live in Cleveland. I'm very proud of it. Actually, I live in Streetsboro.
That's CD like
says,
an hour and a half away.
Browns fans hated the Bengals really just about their own team's inadequacies.
And the turnpike.
You could take the fabulous Ohio Turnpike if you want to with an easy pass. You save on average 33% on Ohio tolls. I'm just saying.
Do you agree with CD, Kenny?
What did he say?
As I said, I'm still
upset with you saying I was taking shots at Jackson Mahomes. No, I wasn't.
Yes,
I said specifically I wanted to leave family members out of this.
CD says the Browns fans hated the Bengals really about their own team's inadequacies. We're jealous. We're jealous right now, Cincinnati.
Why am I jealous of the Bengals?
Because they're in the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row, something that we would do anything for. Yes, there's jealousy here.
Guys,
we can admit it.
There is
a ton of jealousy.
No, there isn't.
They have Joe Burrow. They have exactly what we thought we had in Baker.
I'm getting out the Bible. We're going to get religious here. Mm-hmm. On a Bible. Boy, this is maybe sacrilegious, but I'm going to do it because I'm doing it over sports. Here you go. I am not jealous of the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not jealous.
I think you're lying. And you just did it with a Bible, which is even
worse. Why is the ceiling
even
cracking
worse?
I don't care. The good Lord knows I'm not lying. I don't care if you think I'm lying. You won't even wear your wedding ring to a D3 college basketball
game. But I got it here.
You think I care?
I'm with the
you
boys.
Think I'm lying?
I got it right here. I'm
Please.
With the boys.
Please.
I'm here with my bros.
I'm not
ring
jealous.
On.
I just know how those fans are going to be.
A bunch of guys with rings.
You don't know any Cincinnati fans.
And
stop it. This is so fake.
I've been to Cincinnati.
You don't know any Cincinnati fans.
How many times have I been to Cincinnati
fans?
More than you?
You just, and if it were, if it were Kansas
who's,
City.
Who's done more national radio shows,
Owen? He was doing the same thing with Kansas City.
Who's done more national radio shows?
It doesn't matter.
I love how it bothers
you
because I know what the truth is.
You act like the fan bases are different. They're all the same. It doesn't matter. They all hate you. They all hate you when you're playing against them.
You personally.
This is fake
totally,
hate.
Totally,
if you lived,
totally different.
You didn't even live in Columbus. I lived among Cincinnati fans. When I went to Ohio State, you didn't live among Cincinnati fans.
What does living in Columbus have to
do
with it?
You're just making it
you're
up.
You're halfway there. That's not in Cincinnati. But I've been to Cincinnati more times than
Ohio
you.
At Ohio State, people actually go to Ohio State that are from Cincinnati.
So nobody
they go
the,
from St.
So
X. They go from Moeller. So they go from Lakota West. Yes,
please.
I know those people.
Hamilton
because,
County.
Because I
did
went to Ohio State.
Did you know Dusty Rhodes is down there?
I did not know
that. Yeah, he's the man of weights and measures.
Springer was the mayor.
And he ordered a prostitute and paid her with a check.
Mallory was the mayor, and he had one of the worst first pitches ever.
Let's not even get into Marge Schott. Thank you very much.
I wanted to get into Marge Schott.
I was just going to beat you to the punch, to be honest with you.
Robert says you had a Bible and a Ouija board in studio. What is going on there at 92.3 The Fan? How does he remember that?
We actually have multiple Ouija boards in studio. James in Cleveland. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi, James.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, one point I ain't heard you mention on that I think is maybe subconsciously in the back of your mind there, Kenny.
What?
Is, you know, if the Bengals go to a third Super Bowl, that's three Super Bowls for them. And our beloved Browns, they've yet to get there once.
Well, they've already been to two. They've already been to two.
Well, exactly. But
they've already been to three. They've already been to three now. Yeah, they've already been. They went to two in the '80s, and then they went to one just last year.
All right, I stand corrected.
Damn right you do.
If they go again, that's even more egg on the face of the Cleveland Browns' lack of success. Don't you think so? I mean, aren't you tired of waiting for the day that never comes, man?
Are they scrambled or sunny side up or poached? Poach would hurt.
They're very expensive.
If you got a poached egg, oh, my God, $5.
Cleveland Browns ain't never going to go to a bowl, man. Every year it's something. If it ain't one problem,
hey, guess what's happening now?
Poached egg in the face.
No way to say it. Coming up next. I mean, we're supposed to take Daryl. I got all these people who want to rip me.
We'll take him with Daryl.
Okay, you got guys, enjoy, yeah, root for the Bengals. See what happens. And then tell me I'm right next year. When they all come up here at First Energy Stadium, just replay the shows from last year. When they all come up here to First Energy Stadium and start arguments with you. Okay. Yeah, tell me I'm wrong next year. Okay. I'll do what Lima does. I'll play the long game, and I'll be right. Daryl joins us eventually, live on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This song sucks.
Yes.
We go from Michael Stanley to this.
What year was this?
This is a recent
2020.
Sounds like someone's farting.
No, that's a Bengal growling.
Don't you do it. Not yet.
You know what the song needs, Kenny.
It does need what we have in our studio. And I want to do it too, but I'm going to have discipline. There's so
some,
will you.
There is some tooting going on in the background here.
There is, boy. What is this? Why did you just at Keith? What happened here? Oh, yes.
You read that one out loud?
Yeah, why not? Funny how Ouija boards and Bibles don't get stolen, but everything else in the building is up for grabs, including guys' cups and awards. Your mug.
Where's the stacking doll?
It's over there.
Oh, it's still there?
He's over there.
That's over the there. One. There must be no value on that one.
Well, the little one's missing, I think, or the middle size one's missing.
I had to buy Kenny a new, well, I didn't have to. I found him the same Brett Favre bobblehead.
Because that got stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to really bolt everything down.
Good thing I bought that before they have to donate that to the state of Mississippi. Yeah.
That's going to be part of the...
Move it on.
Part of the decision.
You got a Daryl left.
Well, by the way, people are going, Ken, you were absolutely a liar. What am I lying about? Is it jealousy?
Well, the jealousy thing, Kenny.
I'm not jealous.
I am.
I'm not jealous. Okay. Then put your feelings on it. Don't project your feelings on me, Tone.
I don't understand how you couldn't be jealous. They did what we want to do. They had a number one overall pick. They took a quarterback, and boom, AFC Championship game 2 years in a row.
I wanted that. I had a risk of being jealous. And then they got rid of Baker Mayfield. And I went, I'm no longer jealous. I don't think I even was jealous to begin with, but I know there's no risk of being jealous because their number one overall pick was Joe Burrow. Our number one overall pick was Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Then I could sit there and go, I'm jealous. Like, I could look at the Bills, and even though I like the Bills and Bills fans, which then you could kind of come after me for, I would go, I'm jealous that Josh Allen is working out for you. When we had the chance to get Josh Allen, and I was one of the ones who were steadfast going, no, you can't get him. He's crazy. Look at him. And now he's great. He's still great. Everybody needs to shut up. Stop blaming him off of one game. That I would have reason to be jealous. I have no reason to be jealous of the Bengals. But the people rooting for him, go ahead, keep it up. See what those fans do when they come up here. We got to get to Daryl. Daryl brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Who are you rooting for on Sunday?
The Kelce brothers.
There you go. That's what we're talking about here.
Chiefs Eagles, the Kelce Bowl. That's what I want to see.
That's
which
a nice
means
thing,
it's probably going to be Bengals 49ers.
No, I think it's going to be Kansas City and Philly.
That'd be crazy. 3 out of 4 years it'd be Bengals 49ers, or 3 out of 4 times it'd be Bengals 49ers for the Bengals. And then
that'd be like Cavs Warriors, right?
Yeah. Something. All right, Tone, take it away.
Well, the jealousy thing. I can understand rooting against Cincinnati. That makes sense. I mean, you got to pick one of the evils. Kansas City 2 years ago, we were thinking they were going to be the evil team. But now, because Cincinnati seems to be standing in our way, they're closer to us in terms of they're in our division. We got to play them twice a year, and we need to find a way to win this division. With that said, do you disagree with me about the jealousy thing?
No, because the Bengals, like you said, are doing exactly what the Browns were supposed to be doing here. The whole point of the pain of 1-31 was to, you know, draft young players and young core players that would be responsible for sustained success. And really all the Browns have to show for 1-31 is a playoff victory over the Steelers. And kind of that's about it, right? I mean, Baker's gone. You know, Myles Garrett is really basically in Denzel Ward. Those are your two centerpieces from 1-31, but the team has won 15 games combined these last 2 years and have missed out on the playoffs. We were all thinking that 2020 season that this was the start of a run for the Browns, and that just has never materialized. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, they won 5 playoff games in 2 years, which doubles their franchise total. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think I actually will have to go back and do the math. I don't think the Browns have won 5 playoff games in the last 35 years combined. So, I think that the jealousy of Browns fans is 100% warranted and deserved.
Is there a possibility? Like, there was a big argument, I should say, that there was whether or not Deshaun Watson is our Joe Burrow. And Limus and I said, no, we can't say that yet, even though the book's still open on him, not closing the book on him. However, You know, Joe Burrow, he's gotten the job done. He's carried that football team. And he's done so with an up-and-down offensive line, to say the least. Should I be more open-minded to trading one of these offensive linemen because, hey, Cincinnati's able to get to an AFC championship game with Joe Burrow, maybe I should be more open-minded to helping out the defense by trading something offensively?
I honestly think that if you're going to trade a piece this offseason, Ken, it's going to be one of these young cornerbacks. I think that's where – because – I'm a believer in
Newsom. Gonna move on from him.
I'd consider it if he doesn't like playing in the slot.
Tongue tied.
Well, I mean, I don't want it to be. Oh, Daryl Ryder says the Browns should trade Greg Newsom.
Didn't say that. But looks like the Cats got.
Wait, before you get to your answer on that, Daryl, one thing does annoy me, and this is me, media defending, you know, what we do here, which of course is very predictable, but. Do fans understand, like, front offices do talk about trading guys?
Yes,
much,
they do.
Much more than fans would ever want to believe. And,
absolutely.
You know, and we got crushed because of Anthony Alford's Nick Chubb thing. Guys, if a team called up and offered the Browns a certain haul for Nick Chubb, you don't think the Browns would consider for a running back?
Andrew Berry's job is to answer the phone and to listen. I mean, there's no harm done in answering the phone. None. Because just say no if you don't want to, you know, make the trade. But Andrew Berry's in a tough spot this offseason. Really, there's, I think, two massive holes on this team. And that is on the defensive line and at receiver behind Amari Cooper, and Donovan Peoples-Jones. Those are the two areas that Andrew Berry absolutely has to upgrade. And those are two areas that I believe will require multiple players to do so. When you don't have a first-round pick, right, you do have a second-round pick you can trade, although I don't know that that's the best idea. But when you're trying to win now and you need players to help you win now, you have to make those tough decisions. But I just think that I'm a believer in the importance of the offensive line, and so are the Cleveland Browns, because look at the money that they have invested in that group. I mean, I understand what Ken's asking, and I understand where Ken's coming from, but I don't see them trading Joe Batonio, Wyatt Teller, or Jack Conklin.
What's coming from?
No, you.
I'm not trying to trade anybody right now.
No, no, no. I'm not saying you are. Oh. I'm saying I understand the question.
You and I are both pussyfooting around, and aren't we? We're just afraid to get ripped on Twitter.
No,
I'm
not going to say the Browns should trade Nick Chubb, the Browns should trade Greg Newsom, the Browns should trade, you know, Wyatt Teller or Joel Batonio or Jack Conklin. I'm just not picking specific names. If you're going to make a trade to fill another hole, you obviously want to deal from a position of strength. And quite frankly, the two biggest positions of strength for the Cleveland Browns are offensive line and their cornerback room. So, you know, to get something, you got to give up something. And if you are going to make a trade, I mean, those are the two position groups you deal from. I just don't think the offensive line room is the one that they would pick to trade because of how important it is to, quite frankly, win in the trenches.
Oh, you want me to ask him a question? Donovan Peoples-Jones, Daryl, what are we going to do? Because I saw that Jack Duffin had written that we have, what, 8 players over $10 million? I'm going, all right, well, Ethan Posick.
On offense.
We like him. Yeah, on offense. And then we have to have a discussion about Donovan Peoples-Jones. So let's start with Donovan Peoples-Jones. What are you thinking with him?
I think he's a really good player, especially in the contested catches game. I don't know that he is a burner, you know, somebody that's gonna win a lot, you know, in a foot race down the field. He strikes me as a possession receiver, if that makes sense, Ken, and that which is important. and he is in, he'll be entering year number four. I don't think he's a $10 million a year player, if that's the question that you're asking me. I don't think he's there yet. He might be at some point, but like right now, I don't know that I'm giving Donovan Peoples-Jones $10 million a year on an extension.
Hey, what about Posick?
Posick, I think, had a really good year. They, from my standpoint, it comes down to, is he your start? Who's your starting center? Do you go back to Nick Harris, healthy Nick Harris, or do you look at that film that you saw Posick and say, well, we're just going to go ahead and stick with Ethan because he played extremely well? Because remember, Nick Harris got hurt in training camp, and it was basically going to be his job. So that is a decision that I think Andrew Berry is going to have to make this offseason. Quite frankly, they might not be able to afford to keep Ethan Posick because I think he played that well, and I could see a team that needs a center, you know, breaking out the checkbook to take him away from the Browns. But I would absolutely bring him back if I could.
Daryl, one final one. You attended the Sports Awards the other night. We are about to talk with Joe Thomas, who was the keynote speaker, the host, and the MC for the night. Well, big takeaways from watching this star-studded event?
I thought Joe did an outstanding job, and I'm not just saying it because he's coming on your show. I thought he was a great MC, played all the hits with the stories he told, the Billy Manziel story and getting talking about getting Snapchats from him the morning of their game was fantastic. The Jadeveon Clowney Courage Award zinger was pretty good. You know,
who wrote Peyton, that one though? Who wrote that one? I think
these are questions you'll have for Joe later this morning here on 92.3 The Fan. That's why people shouldn't go anywhere. They need to listen. But I thought he was fantastic. You know, Peyton Manning begging him to come play in Denver, and he still said no, and his last game ended up being Jamie Meter's blocked field goal that the Browns won with him as a member of the team, which is his career is really tragic when you think about it. I said this on the podcast yesterday. I feel like Joe Thomas's career is tragic. Individually successful, absolutely 100%, but what he had to endure with the Cleveland Browns was just downright tragic in my view.
All right.
We're not going to play that clip for Joe when we bring him on.
All right, Daryl, thank you very much for the
time.
Hey,
Joe, Hall of Famer, your career was tragic.
You know what I'm saying, Lima. Come on. One winning season in 11 years, and the guy played through just about torn everything. And he played at a Hall of Fame Pro Bowl level every year, and the Browns could never do anything with him. I view that as tragic because he deserved better from the Cleveland Browns. That's what I mean, and you know it.
All right, Daryl, thank you very much for the
time. Have a great weekend, guys.
Goodbye.
Kelce Brothers. The Kelce Brothers matchup. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to happen. I do. I have you made your official prediction for this weekend, Kenny?
Yeah, whatever. Kelce Brothers matchup.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I go right after the Super Bowl, the morning after the Super Bowl, I'm predicting the Browns record for 2023. And you should have seen some of the, how could you? You don't even nose on the team.
That's part of the fun.
Like, stop getting worked into a shoot. This is Sports Talk Radio. Coming up at 9, Joe Thomas. 9:40, I bet you didn't know. Coming in hot, then on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe joins us at 9. Should I go? Joe, some people in Cleveland media have described your career as tragic. How would you describe it? According to Daryl Ryder.
Right.
Hey, poor Daryl. I don't want to do that to Daryl. I love the dangerous one. I do. What's it like being jealous of the Bengals, Tone? I do not feel jealousy.
I do. And I'm sad to say it. Sucks sad to admit it.
Sucks to be you.
I want what they have.
Also, we wanted to get to this yesterday. What do you feel? Did you see the article in New York Post about Bronny James?
I did.
Where the coach from the ACC had said, you can't get in the door, and you have to talk to a publicist just to talk to the mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, yeah, so? Like, I was not bothered by that at all, and I'm going, I would blame the recruiter if I couldn't recruit him. I don't blame the parents for trying to do what's best for the kid. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. To act like this was going to be a normal recruitment is insane.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are... Honestly,
this isn't Billy Bob Jackson from Jackson, Mississippi. This is LeBron James' son.
And there are wildly different viewpoints, as there always are in recruiting. When you're not like a guaranteed top-of-the-line five-star, like everybody, this Wembanyama, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. There's no debate. Bronny, there is a debate. There is a debate. Is he a four-star? If he wasn't LeBron James, if he was just playing at St. V's or anywhere, if he was playing at Stowe in Northeast Ohio, would we be assigning four stars to him? But this is always an imperfect science. That was always going to be the case.
Well,
he's playing on a loaded team. He's had ups and downs. His athleticism is actually starting to show up.
Did you see that hellacious dunk he threw down on Monday?
But he's also, how tall is he?
6'2".
He's 6'2".
His forearm was above the rim, though.
Yeah, he's got hops. But he's not the specimen, obviously, that LeBron was, and he's always going to be,
Son is never as what the father is.
No.
I mean, rarely. I mean, you got, like, Ken Griffey Jr. is better than Ken Griffey Sr. Kyle Petty's not Richard Petty.
No.
Dale Jr.'s not Dale Sr. Don't even start. I guess the Mannings are better than the father. I guess you would say that Eli and Peyton are better than the daddy.
It was ridiculous to ever think that LeBron would have a son that would even be this good is pretty impressive.
Jordan is not Michael.
I told you some things on the phone that I wonder if people are going to vehemently disagree with. I think it's amazing, seriously amazing,
what
that his son is even this good and has put this much work in because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to do anything. There are a lot of trust fund babies out there, especially over here on the east side. Trust me, there are a lot of trust fund kids. That,
shots fired. That, they moved to the west side.
That when we talk about the apple falling from the tree, that did not have to put work in, and then they didn't. They said, you know what? I'm good. I'm gonna go out to Colorado and be a ski instructor for the next 20 years of my life because they don't need to.
Because if Bronny was 6'7", this would be a much different conversation, right? Like, if the way that he plays the game, if he was taller.
Oh, yeah.
We would not be debating, what potentially mid-major or low-level Power 5 school he'd be going to, and if he's going to make it to
the
NBA.
You're exactly right. I am blown away by the fact that he's even got to this point in terms of his talent and his skill level. Like, people that know this stuff are like, he works on his game. You can see it. He's evolved. He gets better every year. This is a guy that doesn't have to have any drive. He doesn't have to do anything. He was going to be taken care of for life. Chris Rock talks constantly about how his kids, like, he is petrified that his kids, the way they're growing up, nothing like the way that he grew up. And were they going to have the work ethic? Because how many times do we see that work ethic is gone? Because why? LeBron had to work hard to get out of his predicament. His situation. He had to work harder than everybody else. Yes, he was blessed with God-given abilities. There is no doubt. I mean, LeBron admits that all the time. But the born on third base stuff that like Jason Whitlock said about LeBron, like how many guys are born on third and then go backwards?
Plenty.
It happens all the time.
Plenty.
LeBron worked his ass off, and now his son is working his ass off. And so I'm just impressed. I'm blown away. And yeah, they had every resource available to them. So does everybody else who grows up in rich families.
I mean, I would still, well, they are rich. They don't need us defending them. But if, obviously we're not LeBron, but I would feel the same way where I think there's a lot of people who want LeBron James Jr., Bronny James to be a part of their program because they know that LeBron would be there. They know that that would drive ticket revenue. They know that would drive revenue in general. And that if it's a successful run, whether it be for 1 year or 2 years or whatever, that it would be possibly a lifetime relationship between the school and whoever the coach is that he is recruited by, that would be a big deal as well. I would be very choosy myself if I were the Jameses. I'd be very choosy. Because and by the way, if I were Billy Bob Jackson in Jackson, Mississippi, I'd try to be choosy. And yes, you should be thankful for, well, I'm sure they are. But at the same time, they're not stupid either, and they know that college sports can be filled with despicable fellas and predators and people who just want to take advantage of you. So no, not everybody's just allowed in the door. Not everybody's just allowed to make their pitch. Because if everybody were allowed to make their pitch, they'd get nothing done because every school underneath the sun would be trying to make a run at them. Now, there's those that realistically could. When it says an ACC school, I go, well, it has to be someone from UNC or Duke.
Right. That's exactly what I think everybody thought.
Like NC State doesn't have a shot at him.
Yeah, he's not going to take a meeting.
Georgia Tech
teams.
Doesn't have a shot at him. Who actually would have a shot at him? So that would be the case, unless somebody was like, well, you have to go take a swing. And it's like, no.
No. I mean, he's not going to Syracuse, New York. I think that's pretty obvious.
I know LeBron's a polarizing figure. I think it's easy to throw dirt in his general direction. So I see that. The random or the unnamed coaches do that stuff, but I'm going, nah, that's on you. If you can't get the kid, that's on you. That's not on the kid. Coming up next, Joe Thomas. He joins us on the show. We'll talk about him and the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards, his thoughts about all this trading stuff going on with some of these Browns, and 940 coming in hot live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.